Today's year in the Daf Yomi Zumar in the Dorim Daf Pehei. We're getting close to the end of the Masechta. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Rebecca Klein, Rivka Bas Rav Yehuda Dov. All the chance we learn for seven Aliyah from our learning. Okay, we begin Pehei Omid Aleph. We're already more than halfway down the Daf on Omid Aleph. We're beginning at the new Mishnah, about 10 lines up from the bottom of Pehei Omid Aleph. The Mishnah tells us. We had this Mishnah previously. It's again Chazor, and we have a lot of these Mishnahs towards the end of the Masechta that have been mentioned early in the Masechta. So the Mishnah tells us, Konam, if a woman says, it's also to me, she'eni ose alpi abba. Anything that I do should be also to my father or to my father-in-law, alpi avicha, to her husband's father. So if a woman says, my handiwork, anything that I make, anything that I do, should be also to my father or to my father-in-law. Or she says, or it should be also to my brother, or or to your brother. She asks her brother-in-law anything that she does. In all of these situations, this is not considered inui nefesh, because it doesn't involve the loss of anything to her. She's just asking something to someone else. And it doesn't involve being old beinah, because it doesn't directly involve the husband. So in all of these situations, Eino yochol lohofer, as the Mefarish tells us over here, the Dibur Matzu Konam, he says the lo hevi lo nidra inui nefesh lo dvarim shebein olvei na. Therefore, the husband doesn't have a right to be made for this nether. However, if she were to say she'eni ose al picha, if she says that anything that I do, you're aser, she says that to her husband, eino tzarich lohofer. In that situation, the husband doesn't have to go and be made for it. Why is that? So the Ran tells us. The Ran also said before. He agreed what I pointed out for the Mefarish. For asking her handiwork to her father, father-in-law, brother, or brother-in-law, but when she asks it to her father, so the Ran tells us, and you can find this Ran really starting at the very last Ran on Pehei Omid Aleph and turning over to Omid Beis, where the Ran says, Mishum, because in this situation, Mishum, this should be the Bishibude Mishubedisle, that she is already obligated to do certain things for her husband. The lav kol kamina de mifkas le lishibude, and therefore she doesn't have a right to those things which he's entitled to asa them to him. It's his, so to say, and therefore she doesn't have the right to asa those things, and therefore the Tanakama's opinion over here in our Mishnah is that she does not have to go and be made for such a nether. It's automatically moved for it, never gets off the ground. Lav kol kamina, she doesn't have the ability to go and ask him from her handiwork. Eino tzarech lohafir, therefore. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva omer, no, yofir. Rabbi Kiva says the husband should be made for the neder in this situation. Why? Because shema tadif olav yoser min haroi lo. She is required to do certain things for her father. As the Ram points out, there's the 5 sloim or 10 sloim, depending on whether you lived in Yehuda or the Galil, that a woman expected to earn, and that money goes to her husband. In quid pro quo, the husband is required to support her. So in that situation, maybe she's going to make more than that, and that would actually not belong to her husband, and therefore the husband should be made for the neder. And you can see this in the Ran. The Rans, again, here are found already on Pehei Omid Beis, and Dira Masa Rabbi Akiva. So he says, the Kasar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is, the Hadofa Didahi, that this extra money that she earns above what she has somewhat of an obligation to go and earn for her husband, that belongs to her. Hadofa, the extra, the excess, belongs to her. Didahi. And therefore, the chayel aloh nidra, and on that extra money that she earns, she has the right to asa that to her husband. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, listen, the husband should go and be made for that in order not to have to worry that this hadafa is going to be asa to him. Daha lo mishubadale. For that hadafa, she's not obligated. It's not his automatically that she's mishubah to give it to him. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds that the husband should be made for the neder. How's he allowed to be made for it? Because this is something between him and her. So therefore, he has the right to be made for it. No, why didn't the Tanakama hold like this? The Tanakama lo chayish lahachi. The Tanakama wasn't concerned about this. Mishum de sfiru lei. Because the Tanakama's opinion was, the hadofa nami didei hevi. The Tanakama's opinion is that even the hadofa belongs to the husband. It's meshubit to the husband. And therefore, there's no requirement or need for the husband to go be made for the neder. Vahai hadofa, and what exactly is this hadofa? So hainu, this is the money shetadif ama shepasu lo chachamim lasus labalim. This is above what the husband is expected to be given from his wife, which is that, and I pointed out, hainu mishka chamei shloim, this is the 5 shloim that's normally done in Yehuda that we learned earlier in Ksubos in Perek Afal Pi. Okay, so that's the opinion of Tanakama versus the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. We have one more opinion in the Mishnah, and that's Rabbi Yochum and Nuri. Rabbi Yochum and Nuri Omer Yofer. Also, he agrees with Rabbi Akiva that the husband should go and be made for the neder, but for a different reason. He says, because maybe Shema Yigar Shena, he's going to Nebuch divorce his wife, but then he's going to want to take her back. He Asurulab, the neder will kick in at that point in time, and therefore go and be made for the neder now. So in case you do divorce and then you want to take her back, again, the Yisrael is allowed to be Makshe Grusha, so as long as she hasn't gotten married to somebody else, there won't be this neder on her that will kick in the minute you divorce her. As the Ran points out, also again found on Pei Heyom at Beis, the Ran tells the Libamasa of Yochum and Nuri, the Sphere Leil of Yochum and Nuri, his opinion is, Kit Tanakama, he holds like the Tanakama, the Hadofa Nami de Baal Havya. So the Hadofa technically belongs to the Baal, so he agrees with the Tanakama that while they're married, there is no need for him to go and be made for the nether because it belongs to him, and she doesn't have the right to be Mafkia, that Shibud that he has on her. Hilkach, Mishum Hadofa, because of the Hadofa itself during the marriage, ain't Tzarech Lofa. He would agree with the Tanakhama that there's no requirement to be made for. So even though Rabbi Yochum Inuri also says Yofer, he's in disagreement with Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds the Hadofa belongs to her, and Rabbi Yochum Inuri agrees with the Tanakhama that the Hadofa belongs to him. Nu, why does Rabbi Yochum Inuri say Yofer? Because El Hashemah Yigar Shana, he may go and divorce her. The Eya Nedechal Shemagarsha, Eno Meshubedislo, Lemaisi Yodel, the Teheya Sura. So if he goes and divorces her, so when he's made for the nether, it's only made for the nether up until the point in time that they're married. Once the marriage is over, the nether would kick in, and then the hadafa would be offered to him, and it would be very difficult for him to go take her back. Because now he would be offered in all of her ma'isiyadah. The Evshalo Lizar, Shlo Titochein Velo Shetayofer, Vekol Shal Melochus Shnuyus B'Mishnasenu, Sheisha Ose Lebala. And therefore, all of these things, she's now also to do for him because he no longer has a shibud on that once he divorces her. And therefore, if he wants to take her back, he would have to take her back with this neder upon her. Of course, she could always do Hataras Nedarim, but it'd be much easier if he were to be made for it now, Rabbi Yochum Nuri says, and therefore, go be made for the neder. No, why doesn't the Tanakhama hold like Rabbi Yochum and Nuri? So the Ran tells us the Tanakhama polygalay Rabbi Yochum and Nuri. He disagrees with Yochum and Nuri, either because imishum delo sirulei the mahan yahafor elochim megarishla. Either he holds that even if you're made for it now, it won't work to be made for it for the time after she's divorced from you. You can only make for it for you for yourself right now. It doesn't work for the future. Or alternatively, mishum the neder gufa. Or he holds that the nether won't be chal. Once you're made for it for right now, it doesn't have the ability to kick in after the time of the divorce. And upuksayu b'hadofa, either baal have you ilo ukimna lo b'ksubas b'hadofa sh'ayideh hadchak k'di'isa hosel. And this whole machlokes about hadofa that we had, Rabbi Akiva versus the Tanakhama and Yochum Nuri, as to whether the hadofa belongs to her or to him, that's a machlokes that we also had in the Gemara and Kesubas. So again, to summarize our Mishnah, we have here three shitas. We have the Tanakhama who says that the husband doesn't have any requirement to be made for the nether at all, and this nether either will not get off the ground, or even if he is made for it for afterward the divorce, it won't be able to take effect. So therefore, the husband doesn't have any requirement to go be made for the nether because the hadafah belongs to him. That is also the opinion of Yochum Menuri, that the hadafah belongs to him, but Rav Yochum Menuri holds that after Chas Hashem, they get divorced, so then the neder would kick in, so be made for it now. And according to Rabbi Yochum Nuri, you can be made for it now for the time after you're divorced. Whereas Rabbi Akiva holds that the hadafa belongs to her, and therefore you better be made for it because it is going to kick in right now, and then you'll have real problems in that you're not going to be able to always distinguish what's her regular ma'aseh yadayim, so to say, and what is the hadafa. Okay, let's start the Gemara now. The Gemara starts off and says, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel tells us, how do we paskin? Halacha ki Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri. Shmuel passes like Rav Yochum and Nuri. More questions is, it says, really? Lemeimra, that implies the Kesava Shmuel or the Maktish Dover Shalom Boli Olam. According to this understanding, Rav Yochum and Nuri says a person can be Maktish something that's not yet in the world. Because what is happening over here that's the equivalent of being Maktish something that hasn't yet come into the world? This woman is Asrin the Hadofa that hasn't yet come into the world on her husband. As the Rosh says in Dibra Maskel, or the Makdish, the last Rosh on the Daf, he says, the Hariya Dayin Lo Girsha. The husband is married to her at this point in time. He hasn't been Megarisha. The whole purpose, according to Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, to be made for the Neder is Shemo Yigar Shana. So in this situation, they're still married. And therefore, how could he be made for something which hasn't yet come into the world? Unless you hold, according to Shmuel, that a person is Makdish, Dovish Lo Bol Yolim. The equivalent here would be that she could ask him on something that hasn't yet come into the world, and that's what the Rosh concludes over here. He says, "V'gam lo nasa ma'ase biyodayim, it should be biyodeha." So this hasn't come into the world yet, and yet she is asking on him. So Shmuel holds like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, we just said, and therefore he must hold that Adam is makdish davar shelo boli olam. But that's a problem, or mini, because Shmuel said elsewhere that that's not the case. We had a Mishnah in Kesubos, right? We just referred to Kesubos a number of times. So the Gemara in Kesubos tells us, the Mishnah there says, HaMakdish Maise Yedei Ishto. If a man wants to be Makdish Maise Yedei Ishto, the handiwork of his wife, that's referring to in the Mishnah there, the Chomesh Shloim that we said the woman is expected to make in return to Pehe Yomid Beis, Harizah Osa the Ocheles. In other words, his attempt to be Makdish, her handiwork doesn't take effect. And in fact, it still belongs to her, Osa V'Ochela. She's allowed to go and take her handiwork and use it. And the Ran points out in Dibra Maschel Urimini, and he says, Afilu Bimala Lo Mizonos. Even if the husband is supplying her with Mizonos, he's supporting her, and therefore he is entitled to her handiwork. Nevertheless, Afilu Hochi, Horishus Biyoda, she has the right to say, I don't want your support, and I'm keeping my Maisi Adayim. So therefore, the husband doesn't have the right to be Makdish her Maisi Adayim. And therefore, the Ran explains, Varezu, the wife, Osa V'Ochela, she's allowed to go and use her handiwork and eat from her handiwork. And this is based upon what Rav Huna said, Midrav Huna, the Amar Hasam, Yechola Isha, Loma Lebala, Eini Nizonos, the Eini if I wish to, I don't want your support. I'm going to support myself. I make more money than the support that you're giving me, and therefore I'd like to keep this. According to Rav Huna, the whole protection over here of the husband supporting the wife was to protect the wife. But if she says, I don't need your protection, I actually make more money than you're willing to support me, so therefore she's allowed to keep her own handiwork. Now, Oman de Poligale de Rav Huna, the opinion that disagrees with Rav Huna and says, no, this is a din that the husband has to support the wife, and if the wife doesn't have the option of saying yes or no, so then, even according to that opinion, it's when the husband isn't supplying her with mizonos. If the husband's not supplying her with mizonos, then certainly her handiwork belongs to her. Then she would be allowed to go and eat her own handiwork, and he can't be makdish. So whether you hold like Rav Huna or you don't hold like Rav Huna, you can understand the Mishnah as she is osar v'ocheles. Now, what happens if she makes more v'hamosar? As the Ran explains, Libra Maxim Mosar im hikdish mosar ma'isiyodeh, if the husband is makdish the excess that she makes, the hainu yeso achomish shloim b'yehuda, kidis awesome, more than the 5 shloim in Yehuda or the 10 shloim in the Golil that we had already mentioned. So in this situation, we have a machlokes. For this mosar, if the husband is makdish the mosar, so Rebbe Omer hekdish, and Yochanan Hasandler Omer chulin. So Rebbe says the husband has the right to be makdish the excess, the hadofa, the mosar, and Rav Yochanan Sandler disagrees. He says, no, it remains chulin, it remains the woman's, and the husband doesn't have the right to be makdish that. So how does Shmuel paskin in that situation? We all by Shmuel, halachic, Rav Yochanan Sandler. Shmuel paskin's there like Rav Yochanan Sandler, that it remains chulin. What do you see? That the husband, alma, ain't of the makdish dovish lo b'olyom. The husband doesn't have the right to be makdish because it's not something that's come into the world yet. So we seem to have a contradiction. This is the Rumini. This Mishnah over here in Kesubos, Shmuel clearly passes like Rav Yochanan Hasandler that the husband doesn't have the ability to be makdish something that hasn't yet come into the world. And the handiwork, the mosar, the hadafa of the wife hasn't come yet into the world. So therefore it remains chulim because Shmuel passes like Rav Yochanan Hasandler says, ain't adam makdish davish lebol yolam. But here in our Gemara, he passes like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. And that clearly is of the opinion that Adam is makdish davar shelo bol yolam, because Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says that the husband should revoke this neder that his wife had made, that her handiwork should be ushered to him. So we seem to have a stira. What is Shmuel's opinion? Adam makdish davar shelo bol yolam, or Adam is not makdish davar shelo bol yolam? So Gemara says, maybe you want to suggest, v'chi teima, maybe, ki kam haloch Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, when he says in our Mishnah that the halacha is like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, you know what? Maybe alho adofa hu dekama. He's only saying it about the adofa. When Rav Yochanan ben Nuri said that the husband should be made for it, he's only talking about being made for the hadofa. But the base, ma'isa yada, that is meshubit to the husband, and he doesn't have to be made for that. as we had pointed out, that was a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The Rabbi Akiva holds that the Hadafa belongs, the Maisiyah of the Hadafa belong to her, whereas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, as well as the Tanakama, said that that Hadafa belongs to him. So one you suggest, V'chi Tema, that when he said, Shmuel said, Ki Kamar Aloch, Rabbi Nuri, he was only talking about Al Hadafa de Kamar. He was only talking about who does the Hadafa belong to? He says, I hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Tanakama that the Hadafa belongs to the Baal. I don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, who says the Hadafa belongs to her. But in regards to the din that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri tells us, Shemo Yigarshanu, you should go and be made for this because you may come to divorce her, and then in the future, it's a Dov Shel Bol Yolam, it will come into effect. No, he actually doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in regards to Dov Shel Bol Yolam. Maybe his opinion is like we pointed out in the Mishnah Tesubas, like Rabbi Yochanan Asanda, that says, Eino demaktish Dov Shel Bol Yolam. So if you wanted to suggest that he's actually just saying, I hold who the Hadafa belongs to, I hold like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, that it belongs to the husband, but I don't hold like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, that he should be made for it because Shema Yigashena, because that won't work, so then he should have said that. Then he should have said, Leima, halacha, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, b'hadafa. He should have just taught us that din. He shouldn't have said that halacha like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, stam. He should have said, I hold like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, that the Hadafa belongs to the husband, it's meshubin to the husband. Alternatively, he could have said, Inami, he should have said, halacha ki tanakama. If he said the halacha is like the Tanakama, so the Tanakama also holds that the halacha is that the Hadafa belongs to the husband, it's meshubit to the husband, and then he wouldn't have to be made for it, because he holds like the Tanakama. So the fact that he said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and not saying the halacha is like the Tanakama, or alternatively, he could have said, Inami, that ain halacha Rabbi Akiva, the word ain is in parentheses, we normally don't read the parentheses, but the Ran does have that. If you look at the gears of the Ran, Inami, ain halacha Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't have it in parentheses, so he could have said any one of these things. Shmuel, if he wanted to just tell us that the din is that the Hadafa belongs to the husband and not to the wife, he could have said any one of the Lashonos. He could have said, I pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in regards to this din of Hadafa, or I pass like the Tanakama, or I don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. And that would have taught us that he holds like the opinion that the Hadafa belongs to the husband. But it wouldn't tell us anything about Dov Shel Bol Yolam. From the fact that he said that Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it means that he holds Adam is makdish davar shelo bali olam. As the Ran points out, we said this previously, and again you can see this in the Ran in Dira Maskel Lememra, he says, Kivan, the hash de lo chayel nidra, since the nether is not chayel right now, because he says it's meshubit to the husband, lekamei nami lo chayel, because it's a davar shelo bali olam, and it can't be chayel. So clearly, we're left still with our stira. We have Shmuel over here in the Mishnah and Ksubas paskening like of Yochanan Hasandlar, that ain't all the makdish davar shelo bali olam. And in our Gemara, he passes like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri that says, Adam is makdish davar shelo bali olam. So we have the teretz of Rav Yosef. Elam Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, this is the way we answer this up. Shiny konamos. Konamos are different. Why are konamos different? Because, holy Adam oser peros chavero olav oser nami davar shelo bali olam olav. Since by konamos, when you're ostering something, you're making it like a carbon, I have the ability, a person has the ability, hov odom oser peros chaveru olav. I have the ability to aser your peros on me, right? It's not mine, yet I can say your peros are aser on me. So just like a person can say your peros are aser on me, so too, Rav Yosef tells us, a person is able to say that something that hasn't yet come into the world should also be aser on me. After all, the peros of your friend aren't yours, so it's as if they haven't come into your possession yet. It's like a davar shelo bali olam. So too, a person can be oser davar shelo bali olam. So Rav Yosef tells us that even though, in general, we may not allow a davar shelo bali olam to be worked with, but by konamos it's different, because just like by a konam on your friend's property, your peros of your friend, you can ask it on you, even though it's the equivalent, the Ran tells us, like a davar shelo bali olam, it hasn't yet come into your possession. And the Ran says it's beferish at the end of Dibur Maskil Shaini Konamos, where he says, V'kivin shekein adam oser nami davar shelo bali olam, d'ha peros chadero lididei kid davar shelo bali olam dami, the less lebu midi, he has no rights in it whatsoever. It's like the equivalent. Your friend's peros are like a davar shelo bali olam, and therefore you can answer that. So too by Konamos, you can answer a davar shelo bali olam. Klal. And therefore, that's why there's no stira. In general, Shmuel holds like Rav Yochanan Sandler that ain't the makdish davar shelo bali olam. But in regards to konamos, that's the unique special din, and he holds in that situation, Adam can make a neder about something shelo bal yolam, and it will take effect. So that's Rav Yosef's teretz, but the Gemara doesn't like it. Amar Abaye, Abaye says to Rav Yosef, wait a second, Bishlama are the most apparent chaver olav. I can understand why I can aser, a person can aser his friend's fruits upon himself, because shari adam oser perosav al chavero. It's quid pro quo. Just like I can aser my fruits on you, so I can aser your fruits on me. It's parallel. And as the Ram points out in Diva Maschel, Amar Abaye, he says that you're right. In Vade Kushta, it's true that which you said, Ka'amis, the Peros Chavero, Kidavar Shlo Bol Yolam, Dami, that the friend's fruits, you can ask your friend's fruits upon yourself. You're right, that's like Kidavar Shlo Bol Yolam. However, Miyu, Mimakum Shabbos, that exact proof that you're saying, that's going to be the downfall to your attempted answer. You go a little bit further in the Ran. He says, Elohecha, they have a Chad Minayu. You need to have one of these two characteristics. Either it has to be Birushu Sei, in your Rishus, O HaPeros, or oh adam hanesabem, one of those two things has to be, so to say, in your possession. Umishum hachi, adam oser peros chavero alav. A person can answer his friend's fruits upon him, because granted, the nihi shaperos einon birishu so gufei, the peros of his friends don't belong to him. Nevertheless, miha birishu so who he is his own rishus. Just like you can go and answer your peros on your friend, so even though your friend's not in your rishus, but the peros are, so in this situation, the alma b'chad minayu, one of the two things, either the peros are yours or you are yours, and therefore that's why sagi, it works in this situation. However, back to the Gemara, Ella, are you telling me, Rav Yosef, Ella yesor? How can you possibly say that you can make something osir on your friend? The equivalent to that would be to say that I'm osiring Reuven's fruits on Shimon. That I don't have the right to do. I can osir my fruits on Shimon. I can osir Shimon's fruits on me. But just like I can't osir Shimon on Reuven's fruits, I can't be asering a dover shelo bol yolam al chaveiro. So therefore, Abaye says Rav Yosef's teretz is wrong. So we're back to our original question: how do we reconcile the stira of Shmuel seeming to, in one situation, the Gemara Ksubas, Mishnah Ksubas, passing that ein adam makdish dover shelo bol yolam, and here he's saying that you can be makdish dover shelo bol yolam? So elo omer Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua, we must go like the teretz of Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua. And that is Biomeris, where the woman says, Yikotshu Yodai Leosem. And this is a teretz we've given many times previously, that the woman is not asering a dover shelo bol yolam. She's asering her hands, not her handiwork. The handiwork hasn't yet come into the world, but her hands are in the world. And she's saying, my hands should be asered to you. Not the Maisi Yadayim that will not yet have come into the world. That is a dover shelo bol yolam, and you can't be makdish that. You can't make a neder on that. But she says, "Yikotshu yodai, my hands should be osur leoseim for you." The yodayim ha isnu ba'olam, because the hands are physically in the world, so it's not a dover shelo bol yolam, and therefore there's no stira. More questions. It says, "Really, v'chi amra hachi kotcha? Does this work?" V'ha mishabdon yodeha lebal. Wait a second. The hands belong, so to say, to the husband. There's a certain shibud that the husband has on her hands, just like the husband has obligations to the wife. The wife has obligations to the husband. So why would he need to be made for it in that situation? So the Gemara says, no, we're talking here, the Amra Luchi Megarsha. Exactly this. They're meshuvah to her while they're married. But she says, when, chas v'shalom, if we get divorced, then my hands should be also to you. And as the Ran explains, in Umifarkinon, the Omra Luchi Megarsha, in that Dibra Maskli, he says, Umishum Hachi, this is the teretz that he gives, Mishum Hachi Mahane, this works. Shahari Pirsha, she's explaining Divrei, her words, Sheyichol Nidra, that her nether should only take effect, Bizman Sheroi Lo Locho. So it's her hands, they're in the world right now, and this should take effect at a certain point in the future. That you can do. So therefore, that's the teretz that the Ran explains over here. Now, more questions this as well. Hashta miyas lo magarsha. But right now, this woman is not divorced. She doesn't have the ability to divorce herself, so it's not within her power to go and divorce herself. Umimai the chiyam rohachi mahanya. So therefore, why should it work? As the Ran explains in the last Ran on the Daf, Dira Maso Hashta, he says, Chomar, tirtzis laman diyomar, that you have the problem, according to the opinion, that a person is not able to be makdish davar shelo bo liyolam, the Baha'i Lishna de Karma lididei, that which she says to her husband, if and when we get divorced, this should be also to you, vadei mahani. So, according to the opinion that says, a person can be makdish davar shelo bo liyolam, no problem. However, avol l'man diyomar, ain other makdish davar shelo bo liyolam, if a person can't be makdish, which is what Shmuel had said, he follows the opinion of Yochanan the Sandler, so then, afilu amar hochi, hechi mahani. So how can it work? Right now, she doesn't have the ability to have this take effect. It's only in the future. And if you're holding, like Rav Yochanan the Sandler, ain other makdish davar shelo bo liyolam, we're back with our same problem that we had originally. So we turn to Peiv Vav Amud Aleph, and we answer as follows. Amar Rabbi Law says, Uma ilu omer lechaveru, if a person were to say to his friend, Sodezu shani mocha lecha, this field which I'm selling to you, right now it's my field, I'm selling it to you, if I buy it back, likisha ekochena mimcha, when I buy it back from you, tikodesh, it should be hektish. So wouldn't that work, Rabbi Law says? Milo kacha, in that situation it would work. So therefore, this is analogous to that situation. Rabbi Law says, since a man has the right to be makdish's field right now, so therefore, he could go and be makdish it at the point that he says, when I buy it back from you, so therefore, since that works, so too over here. The woman has the right to be makdish her hands right now. So therefore, she says, I makdish them for you when we get divorced. And the Ran explains towards the end of the Dibur Maaseh Omer Riloy, the question that probably is going through your heads, but wait a second, doesn't it belong to the husband? So it's not like the man with the field, that he owns the field right now, and then he's selling it to Reuven. And then he says, when I buy it back from you, Reuven, I'm being makdish it. But the man owns the field right now. That's why he can be makdish it in the future, so to say. So, by the woman, she doesn't own her hands right now, the meshuvah to the husband. So Ran says, no, because he writes, Gabi Isha Shegufa Liolam Birishusa. Her hands still are her hands. Yes, the husband has a shibud on those hands, but the hands belong to her. So therefore, Rabbi Loi says that this is the reason why, just like a man who owns a field says to his friend Reuven, I'm selling you this field, but if I buy it back from you, so too over here, the woman can say that my hands are mine right now, even though you have a shibud on them. And therefore, if and when you divorce me, that's when they should be also to you. That's Rabbi Loi's teretz. However, Maskev lo Rabbi Yirmiyah doesn't like Rabbi Loi's teretz, and he says, me dummy, they're really not comparable. The two cases of the man saying, when I buy back the field from you, it should be hektish then, and the woman saying, if and when you divorce me, my hands should be also to you then, they're not the same. Why? So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, me dummy, they're not comparable. Saw dezu shani mocha lecha hashto bidehi. Says, this man who's selling his field to Reuven right now owns this field and can be makdish it. But Isha, biodol haktish maisiya deah, does this woman have the right now to be makdish her maisiya deah? No, she doesn't. It belongs to her husband. It's meshubit to her husband. And therefore, the two cases aren't analogous. Holodomi, this is only comparable to the following scenario. El lomil chaderu, if a person would say to his friend, saw the zoo shemocharti lecha, this field which I have already sold to you, if I buy it back, l'kishek kochena mimchoti kodesh. So then it should be hektish. Now, does that really work? No. Mi kotcha? Does it become hektish in that situation? No. This is a dover shelo bo liyolam. And according to the man d'yomer, that it's a dover shelo bo liyolam is not hektish. So in this situation, it won't work. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Rabbi Loi, your teretz is no good. The analogous case to the woman would be that the man doesn't own the field right now. So if he says, when I buy it back from you, it should be hektish then. That won't work. So too by the woman, it won't work. She doesn't have the right to be makdish it right now, just like the man doesn't have the right to be makdish the field when it's in Reuven's possession, after he sold it to Reuven. So in both situations, you can't be makdish. So we're stuck. So the woman says, no, we're not stuck. Maskela Rapapa. Rapapa says to Rav Yirmiyah, no, you're wrong. Me dummy. Your comparison is wrong. Gabi Zvina, in regards to the sale, psika milsayu. It's totally separated. When he sold the field to Reuven, Reuven now owns the whole field. It belongs 100% to Reuven. Reuven owns the field. He owns anything that the field produces. It is 100% Reuven's. However, in regards to the woman, Gabi Isha, when she's saying to her husband, yes, my hands are meshubit to you, But they're still my hands, Gabi Isha, mi psika milsa. It's not 100% that it belongs to the husband, halo dami. It's actually analogous only to the following scenario. El l'omel l'chaver, if a person would say to his friend, saw the zoo, shemishkanti l'cha, this field which is meshubah to you, it's collateral to you, but it's still owned by the person. He says, l'kishep dena, when I go and redeem it from you. In other words, when I paid you back what I owe you. So this collateral comes back to me, l'kishep dena, mimcha tikadish. It should be padui. In this situation, after all, won't that work? It belongs still to the original owner. Milo kacha, even though it's collateral, he still is considered the owner of it. And he can be makdish it when he's poded. The hektish will take effect. When he's poded, the hektish will in fact take effect. So therefore, this woman, it's as if her hands are collateral to her husband, and therefore, just like if the man says, kishlep adeno mimchoti kadesh, so too the woman can say, if and when we get divorced, chas v'shalom, this should be also to you. So therefore, Rapapa reinstates the teretz. The woman says, no, we're not happy with Rapapa's teretz either. Maskevlo, Rav Shisha b'rei de Ravidi. Rav Shisha b'rei de Ravidi says, mi dami, that comparison, Rapapa's not correct. Because sada biyado liftoso, the man has the ability at any point in time to go and redeem that field. He pays back the money that he owes Reuven, and now the field is redeemed to him. It's totally within his power to go and get his field back. He can be poded at any point. It's under his control. But the woman, Isha, biyado liskarish, does the woman have the right to go and divorce herself? No, only the husband can divorce the wife. And therefore, the case isn't comparable. What is it comparable to? So, Rav Shisha b'rei de Ravidi says, it's comparable, holo damya, el liyoma l'chaveru. It's comparable to the following scenario, where a person says to his friend, the man who owns the field says to Reuven, saw the zoo, shemishkanti l'cha, this field which I have given to you as collateral for a specified period of time, l'aser shanim. So in that situation, he can't go redeem it right now. He can redeem it only after the 10 years. L'keshev dena mimchoti kadesh, milo kacha, can't he be mekadesh the field? Yes, he can. So therefore, if you want to make the comparison, this is the way to make the comparison, that the person who owns the field, and he gave it over this field to collateral to Reuven for a 10-year period of time, so he can't be poded until the 10 years are up. But he still has the right to be makdishmil because after all, he still is the owner. Ah, this is exactly the case with the woman. Her handiwork, so to say, is given over to her husband. Her hands are given over to her husband. They're meshuvah to her husband, but she still owns their hands. They're her hands. And therefore, it's analogous to the case where even though the man can't be pulled to the field for 10 years, the woman can't go and divorce herself right now. Nevertheless, just like the man can be makdish the field when he does redeem it, so too the woman can say that my hand should be offered to you if and when you divorce me. So that's how Rav Shisha b'rei de Ravidi says that the cases are comparable. And again, we don't like this. Masal Ravashi. Ravashi says, no, me dummy, the two cases aren't comparable. In the case of the 10 years, Hossam Kitz, there was a 10-year period of time. But with the woman, Isha, me isla kitzusa, there is no set period of time. The husband may never divorce her. He could divorce her 50 years from now. So the two cases aren't comparable. Ravashi says, we're still back and stuck with our original problem. So we now have done the entire Beivav Amud Aleph because it's all one sugya, and we turn to Beivav Amud Beis. And we will finish up until the Mishnah. We're really going to do two blot today. And the shiur, I hope people will take advantage of the extra time that they have not to listen to a fresh shiur, but we'll chazer it over. And we continue with the final answer, finally, to our question. El Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, this is the teretz that we can now finally say. Shiny konomos. Konomos are different. Why is that? Dechi kedushas haguf domi. Because we consider a konom as kedushas haguf. It's not just saying it's like a korban. We treat it as if it's a korban. And as the Ran points out, in Dibra Masel, El Omer Ravashi, Shaharehein Kikdushas HaMizbeach. We treat it as if it's actually Kedusha HaMizbeach. Now, Kedusha HaMizbeach cannot be redeemed. Dichihechi Dikotchi Mizbeach Englem Pidyon. There is no pidyon on something that you designate as being Kedushas HaMizbeach. You designate Bessie to be a korban. That's it. Unless Bessie gets a mum, you can't redeem Bessie. Kach Ein Pidyon Lekonim. Therefore, there is no redemption for a konim, sheyeh muter l'mi sheneser alav, in order to make it now permissible to the person that it was originally made aser to. And therefore, the Ran explains, v'kivan the konim kedusha sagufu, we treat it as if it's kedusha saguf, it's mafkia midei shibud. It removes the already existing, the prior shibud. So when the woman says, my hands are aser to you, so even though there's a prior shibud on those hands,
Nevertheless, the Kiddushas Haguf equivalent that her neder, her koni makes, makes that shibud go away. So even though there's a prior shibud, this Kiddushas Haguf equivalent that we give to this konim is mafkia midei shibud, sheimushu bevis lebal, which she did have a prior shibud to her husband, the chayil, and the konim can be chayil. Umshim hachi, and therefore, it's not a steer to have Shmuel pasuk like Rav Yochanan Asanla and like Rav Yochanan Benuri. Because hachi pasuk Shmuel Rav Yochanan Benuri, it's not a problem because Avo got this serial Eli Shmuel, even though Shmuel holds like Rav Yochanan Asandler, the Ein Oda Maktish Dovish Loboli Olam. Nevertheless, even though that's his baseline opinion, you can't be Maktish as something that hasn't come into the world. Mishum Diyadei Isha Isnu Baolam. The hands of the woman are in the world already. Matsi Mikachaluhu Bekonim. And therefore, even though there's a shibud on them, since they're in the world, the shibud can be nullified by her making a konim. Shehu mafkia midei shibud. This konim can remove the shibud. Now, the Ran adds, and he says, l'kame parach imkein, ma'irya, shema yigarshena, ha'mi hashtu chayla hektish. So wait a second. So then, we're going to ask in a moment, so then, why are you telling me, shema yigarshena? No, the shibud is nullified right now. The konim takes effect right now. We'll get to that answer in a moment. But in any event, this teretz of Rav Ashi is the final teretz. It's a good teretz. Shiny konomos the chikidushas aguf dami, and this is in accord with Rava said elsewhere. What did Rava say elsewhere? Chal de Rava. What did Rava say? The Amar Rava. And we've had this a number of times. Rava had said that for these three things, hektish, chametz, and shichwer, which we'll explain in a moment what they are, mafkin midei shibud. They can go and remove a prior shibud. What are these three ideas? So you can actually see them best in the Likutei Rashi. Here we have, since this Gemara is found elsewhere, we have the great parish of Rashi elsewhere, so we can read it over here, and you can see this in the very bottom of the Likutei Rashi. And Dibra Masko Hektish. So what is this? Kigon. For example, Shishibeid Shoro Lebalchov. A person gave over his cow as collateral to a Balchov. The Chozar Vigdisho. And then he made it Hektish. So this cow was Meshubad as collateral. Nevertheless, the person made it Hektish. Mafkia Shibud Hamalve. It goes and nullifies the Shibud, the fact that it's a collateral to the Malve. It's nullified by his making hektish. And the person, the malve, will have to go collect his debt from someplace else. He can't collect it from this collateral. And this cow that now has been made hektish, is that kosher carbon? It's perfectly good to serve it as a carbon. The anal gozel. It's not considered that he stole it because it was collateral. No, it was his. And therefore, it could be mafkia the shibud. The lohavi konile, the person, the malve, who was given this as collateral, didn't own it. It was just given to him as collateral. It's for him to collect from it if the person doesn't pay off the debt. This only, of course, works if the cow was made into Kedusha Saguf. But let's say it wasn't a cow, it was a horse, and he just donated it to the Beis HaMikdash, not as a carbon. So then, Avo Kedusha Zdomim, the Bedek HaBayis, Kedusha Zdomim has the status of Bedek HaBayis, Lo Mavkiya Shibud. That won't remove the Shibud because you can redeem it. Kedushas Bedek HaBayis can be redeemed. You just have to go, and most of Odinar upo the es hanechosim halalu. So therefore, this is an example where the person made something as a collateral, but he then was makdish. He then is mafkia, the collateral. He is able to go and remove that status. We go to the next Rashi, Dibur Masu Chometz, in the Likutei Rashi, the very last line, and he says, Asu chenso apotiki li ovi kachom. If a person made his chometz as a collateral for an ovi kachom to go collect from him if he doesn't pay him back by a certain time. And then Pesach comes, Vigia Pesach, so this chometz now is worth nothing. The fact that it's now chometz on Pesach means that it's worth nothing. So Isur chometz mafkio mishibud ovi kochav. So now it's worth zero. So it takes it away from his being ability to go pay back the ovi kochav with that chometz. He'll have to go pay back the ovi chometz in someplace else. So here we see, since it became asur b'hanah, and it was mafkia, the status of a collateral that it was to the guy. So that's the example of chometz. And finally we have shichwar. What is shichwar? So you go down all the way to the Likutei Rashi to the bottom. Also, eved apotiki. So you owed somebody money, and you put your eved up as collateral. And then you freed the eved. V'shichro, you freed this eved. So in that situation, the malve go v'chovu m'mokam acher, because even though we had a shibud on this eved, you are still the owner, and you're mafkiyet. So these are the examples that Rava gives, hektish, chometz, and shichro, where we see that even though there was these items used as a collateral, you still are the owner and you can be mefkia them. So therefore, that's what Rav Ashi tells us, that Shmuel holds like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, because technically it still is owned by the woman, her hands are owned by the woman, even though there is a shibud upon them by the husband. And therefore, from right at this moment in time, the shibud actually takes effect. And now we get to the question that the Ron alluded to before. If that's so, Yochi, Lama Li, Shema Yigoshena. So then why did Yochi say? Because maybe he'll come to divorce her and then it'll take effect then. No, it takes effect right now. This konim that she makes is mafkia, the shiba that the husband has on her hands. So it takes effect right now, not Shema Yigoshenu. So why did Yochi say Shema Yigoshenu? So the Gemara answers, Tini, you have to go and read the Mishnah as follows. Also, V'od, Shema Yigoshenu. Maybe, as the Ron points out, over here in the Masul, V'od, Shema Yigoshenu, Mehashda Nami Kodesh, even though it technically is Kodesh right now, nevertheless, the rabbis came along, the Amur Rabbanon L'Shibude Debal, V'odo Tachtov, the Shavua Kelokeach Gomer. The rabbis came along and said, no, we still view it as if it's the husband's. Even though min hadin, we view it as now it belongs to the wife, and therefore she can asur on her husband, the rabbis didn't let her do that. So we have somewhat of a paradox over here, that on a daraisa level, she can be mafkia this shibud, but the rabbis didn't allow that shibud to be totally mufka, and therefore he can use it right now. But therefore, shema, when he is migarshena, so then the original Neder now goes into effect, and that's why we add, but oh, Shema Yigoshena, if he is going to be Megarisha, it would kick in then, so go be made for it right now. So now there's no stira, everything makes sense. And finally, we just conclude, if you look at the Gaos Habach in Os Aleph, he says that there is a different gears here that fits in more with the interpretation that the Ron just gave, and he says that we actually are mochek the words Tiniv Od Shema Yigoshena Tevus Elam Mochaku, and he says Vinir Bienai that the Perik Afapi Garsinun, the actual gear so there was Al Muha Rabbanon L'Shibud of the Baal. The rabbis gave Kayach to the Shibud of the Baal Ki Hechi Delo Tikdash Mihashda, that it's as if we don't allow it to take effect right now, and therefore can only take effect when she is megaresh, and therefore miloshen apirush nira dehachi have a goris hocha. And from the way the Ron explained it, that seems to be the gear that the Ron had over here as well. And with that, we finally answer the stira or seeming stira between Shmuel holding like Reuven ben Nuri and Rabbi Yochanan Asandla. And with this, we conclude today's shir. Again, Baruch Hashem, we did an extra daf really today, and Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up from the new Mishnah. Have a wonderful day.